Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Volter, dictating an endoscopy report on Michael Fennell, date of birth, 10-18-1973, date of procedure, February 1st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Volter, duo, referring physicians, Dr. Mitul Shah. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, and colonoscopy with cold snail polypectomy. Indication is epigastric pain, common nausea, vomiting, common colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient period. The patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, so he has for anesthesia service and anesthesia care period. A well lubricated limb sodiogastroscope was introduced into the esophagus in advance, and gyric vision to the second portion of the duodenum period, flows. Examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, period. Which reflects who is obtained of the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach floor to the scope period. Patients in general in a left lateral position, but as the rectal exam is normal, period of well lubricated limb sodiogastroscope. Colonoscope patient was introduced into the rectum in advance and the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, which reflects who is obtained of the rectum period. $1,000 HAP score was poor with graded as a 4,1-2-1 period, a retroflex was obtained of the rectum, the patient started the procedure while evaluating complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular, with evidence of LA grade A, ulcerative esophagitis. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, there was evidence of diminutive gastric polyps. Three were removed from the body of the stomach with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained through a lot of H. pylori. Next line. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained through a lot of celiac disease. Next line. A colonoscopy. Next line. The prep was poor, and lavage and suction was Hutel given, very adherent, sticky, black-green stool. Very sticky, adherent stool. Really black and green. Boston Pop prep score was 4,1-2-1, period. On inspection, it was very difficult to assess for any underlying polyps. However, there was no evidence of any large masses noted, period. There was evidence of approximately 6 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding, moderate in size, noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy at next available appointment, given significantly poor prep and difficulty visualizing the underlying mucosa. Next line, recommend 2-day prep as patient notes that he followed directions 100%. Next line, follow-up in office as previously